When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall. Can you hear me calling? You
touch me. I want you. Welcome back to Giddy Up. Giddy Up on this Thursday morning. Thoroughbred Sales, find your next champion. Great to catch up with Edward Cummings on this Thursday morning. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
I am very well, mate. Big weekend for your stable coming up on Saturday. But first of all, how's life without Juaz after she was retired recently?
Oh, all things being equal, mate, life's great. Yeah. Naturally, we were all a little bit sad to see her go. But at the end of the day, we knew that this was probably going to be her last campaign. You know, there was always going to be the possibility that she was going to give us a very clear sign that she'd had enough. And look, in a funny way, I was thankful that it came after her first up run. You know, we didn't really want to be pushing her when she wasn't, didn't have her head in the game, as they say. And so with that very clear indication and having to pull up on account of a soft tissue injury, I thought in the bigger picture, we did the right thing, and she goes to the paddock now. She gets to have a really good sort of break leading into the beginning of next season, when I'm sure she'll go to stud and start covering or being covered by some of the best stallions in the country at Yulong.
Yep. And you did a wonderful job with her, more than $4 million in prize money, multiple group ones. She was a terrific horse for you, basically, to, in a way, kick off your career.
Definitely. You know, and quite a surreal experience. You know, she won group ones in three different states, up and down the eastern seaboard, and she was unlucky in quite a few others. So, we'll never forget those days. Look back on them very fondly. As usual, the search continues to find others like her.
I ran into you in New Zealand for the Karaka sales, mate. So how have you been with how many yearlings have you purchased so far at the yearling sales across Australasia? We've got Easter still to come.
Sure, yeah. So we just wanted to keep our numbers pretty select this year.
Yeah.
We bought a few last year, some first season sires that we quite liked the look of, and they've all done really well for us. They're looking like some really nice prospects, particularly like this year. I think the first season sires have all provided a number of sort of black type winners, multiple winners, black type horses across the board. Like Yes had his first winner yesterday. He's had a number of black type horses be turned out, and I think looks like he'll have a pretty big week there next, particularly next Wednesday, with a couple of really nice horses coming out of big yards like my father's, Chris Waller's, and John O'Shea's yard. So he's certainly a stallion I've got a lot of time for, and looking forward to seeing how they keep improving. As far as this year is concerned, we've bought three. Bought a really nice I Am Invincible colt from the Magic Millions through the Beamer draft.
Yes.
And then bought two yearlings at the New Zealand the New Zealand Karaka sale. An Ocean Park beauty, absolute beauty, from Gordon Cunningham at Curramore. And then a Circus Maximus filly from Mappily. Who of course had whose brand stamped the shoulder of So You Think. So, and she's out of a mare that we know well, a half sister to Queen Maker, who has earned nearly 250 grand in prize money for us after being a $35,000 yearling purchase. So, happy with what we've got. Looking forward to seeing how they all pan out.
Any shares available for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so a lot of these horses go up on our website, yeah. myrtlehouse.horse. We've got shares available in just about all the yearlings that we've purchased this year, and still got a couple of little shares available in some two-year-olds that are shaping up really nicely. I mentioned Yes, Yes, Yes as a stallion. We've got a Yes, Yes, Yes colt out of a mare called Azola, Hassanay mare called Azola. It's the same family as Cherry Tortoni. It goes back to Tide and Night. Really, you know, it's a wicked family. You can't go wrong, and the horse has done a lot. Shaping up really nice. He's a bit of a beast, really. I think he's going to make a really nice horse. We've got a Zusane filly out of Keltara, who's a half to Missy Cummings, and so therefore bred very, very tightly in the same way as Mizzy, the Group 1 winner of the Canterbury Stakes that my father trained. I've got a two-down hot filly that I think is hopefully my next Jewess.
Yes,
she's a very nice filly. Gallops like a 3 and 4 year old, and she's only just going around as a 2 year old at the moment. So she's one that where there are a couple of shares sort of available, and I really like her prospects.
All right, then.
And even a Brutal filly that we've got in the stable. I think Brutal's done an outstanding job, and he's sort of top 4 or 5 in the stallion first season size premiership. So exciting days ahead. With opportunities to get involved.
So it's easy. Go to the Myrtle House. So that's Myrtle House .horse/ownership. That too darn hot. So there she is out of Moonlight Music. And she'll be, how far away is she off racing?
Well, I mean, look, the plan is to get her to the trials at the end of April.
Yes.
And then at least give her a couple of runs before we give her a little fresh in or a let up. And then have a look at the Spring Princess Series and even an Oaks. She's got a massive stride for a young horse. She's got a very sort of competitive nature about her. She's got excellent powers of recovery. Everything sort of says to me that she's the sort of horse that'll turn out, you know, really well, not only on debut and as a two-year-old. She's strong enough for that, but she's also, a proper sort of classic style of filly that'll get up over a mile and further and do very well.
All right, mate. You've sold me. So that's myrtlehouse.horse/ownership, and away you go. And we wish you the best of luck. You had a couple of roughies there on Saturday, but we appreciate your time, mate. And good luck this weekend. And we can't wait to see these young horses step out onto the track for your stable.
Good as gold. And for the listeners, just follow that Long Jeans in the Midway. I think he's a nice horse. I think he'll bob up at a good price.
Well, that'll do us. That'll do us. We'll sack the driver and bring you in. Thanks for that, Edward.
See you, mate.
Bye. Ed Cummings, Thoroughbred Sales. Compare all your available options at thoroughbredsales.com.au.